Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. What are you up to?
Same old for the past 4 months.
Yeah. But I feel like things are a lot more quote-unquote normal now. I feel like you can still go and you can do things and, you know, we're doing a pretty good job. So as long as we keep wearing those masks, it's kind of like we get a little bit of our freedom back.
Just don't go into the COVID speech again.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I mean, right.
Yes,
it stinks,
yes.
But things are getting back more like the normal. But now it's just hot.
Well,
you still
that.
Can't go do anything because now it's just hot.
There's nothing normal about wearing a mask when it's 95 degrees with 80% humidity. There is absolutely nothing normal about that. You can't breathe.
It's not fun at all.
Especially when all the activities are outside.
And you have to be there at 6 a.m. now at this point or else there's no way you're getting in.
Oh, yeah, you mean to the beaches?
I haven't been to the beach. God, you should drop me off on your way to work one day.
What if you drop off Alicia at the beach at 3:40 in the morning?
What do you think of the chances that I make it here at that point?
All right, so how's been Raven been behaving as a husband?
He was actually really great last weekend. I had this date night planned to go to the vineyard, and it rained all day, and I was so upset because it's rare I get him to agree to go to a vineyard. I mean, he's not a wine guy. And it rained, and I sent him a message with a sad face, and we ended up going to lunch and came home, and we had picked up snacks, and we had committed to it was puppy time. We were binging Netflix, and that was it. And all of a sudden, the sun comes out. And I'm like, oh, man. And I see the band posted that they're still playing, and I'm like, oh, we went to lunch. We ruined our date night. And he, a few minutes later, goes, if you still want to go, I'm up for it. I know you were excited. And I literally was like, who are you? Who is this person? And we ended up getting dressed and going, and it was fantastic. He did the wine tasting. He did not complain about the heat, drank his wine slushies. We found out that we could bring our dogs there. So, yeah, I mean, it's like perfect.
I haven't had a date night with my husband, Paul, since before the pandemic started. And remember, like March 13th was our 15-year wedding anniversary. He had planned a whole thing the following weekend for us. We were going to go into the city. We were going to go, like, he had a whole thing planned, which obviously got canceled. Not only did we never celebrate our anniversary, but that was it. We never, like, went out again to do anything. So, so we had our first date night, and, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And it was, like, our first night without our kids in, like, gosh knows how long. And I was like flipping through Facebook and I saw that you guys went to do wine tastings. I'm like, oh my gosh, how dumb. Like, what a great thing to do. You're outside and like it's all cool and safe. And we did it too. And it was really nice. It was a fun night.
Yeah, it was awesome. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah.
There's a couple things they could do differently. I mean, it's a small slushy glass wine. So maybe if they came out with those big yard ones, like the long ones you get, like if you're in New Orleans or Vegas or something
you
like
want
that.
You want a growler.
Jersey Shore, right. That. Like I need one of those that's like 3 feet long.
Raven's been
full of wine slushy.
Alicia, you said that
the slushies were tiny.
Alicia, right, you said that he didn't complain. That's because he's been here all week telling me the things that they did wrong at the winery.
Right.
So he definitely was holding back from you.
It was delicious. It's delicious. It's just tiny. It's a shot glass.
And it's expensive.
That's
and
right.
This and this.
That's,
and that
I need
and that.
More.
And there should have been a hot dog truck. And
well, I do like hot dogs when I'm outside. It felt a little bit like a grill atmosphere.
Wow. Okay. Well, at least he didn't complain to me. Thanks for taking one for the team, Anna.
That's all right. He was happy that you were happy. That's for sure. All right. So what kind of grade do you want to give Raven for the week?
He's going to get an A, Anna.
That's nice.
Look at me go.
So you're going to have another date night this weekend?
I'm not sure. You know, it's one of my friend's birthdays this weekend, so probably going to a vineyard with her.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I get that. You need your girls' time, too. You know that. Well, have fun.
Thank you.